total. You've been working fast and feverishly over here, so she's got pieces of paper everywhere. You do realize we have a computer over here, right, Wendy? That you can do all this on, and then you don't have to do math in your head. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble. Her envelope is not in the computer. Thank you, Wendy, for being here, by the way, and helping today. We appreciate you being here today.
Your bill's coming.
Yeah, I know my bill's coming. Just remember who your boss is. All right, so we're at, look at this, Maddie Jones.
I'm so excited. Woo! We're almost halfway there.
So we are at $1,425. Woo! Thank you, everyone. Now, as a reminder, our goal is $3,500, but if we could meet and exceed that goal, that would be awesome.
Exceeding would be best.
We want to exceed it because, as a reminder, Hope House has lost a lot of federal funding this year. That is what we found out this week. So if you're able to contribute, please do so. $5, get your song on the air. $10 for a dedication, or $25 to bump whatever is on the air off immediately. And you can go to our website, max.fm, or go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page for that link. So we have a few songs we have to catch up on. We will do that, but I want to take a moment and say thank you to Laura from Cosmic Karma Crystals. Did I say that correctly, Laura?
Yes, you did.
All right, so we'll need you to talk right into that microphone. And so thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a sponsor today. We appreciate you helping out today. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. This is a cause that I truly can stand behind because I have been one of those 1 in 4 women who has been in a domestic violence situation. And I know the struggles and how hard it is to leave. And on social media right now, there is a TikTok and a Facebook reel by content creator Jessica Kent going around called 7 Times. If you're listening right now, just Google it, 7 Times. It takes the average woman 7 times to truly leave.
And it does. And that's why Hope House of South Central Wisconsin is so very important. And I want to give that website out right now. That is hopehousescw.org. We will make sure everyone has that phone number as well, because they help everyone in our 5-county area. It's not just Baraboo. It's our 5-county area. And everything that they do is so important. And that's why we're doing what we do today. Right, Laura?
Yes, exactly. There are women who don't have the resources or the strength or support that need the help. And it's my pleasure to be a part of helping fundraise for Hope House. In fact, in the month of October, I have a confetti mix that I'm putting in my gumball dispenser at the store. And it will be a 50-50. Half will go to the store, half will go to the Hope House. And there will be a bonus for every purple. If you get an amethyst, a lapidolite, anything purple in your pull, you get a $5 store credit. And there's going to be one painted purple stone that's going to be a $50 store credit. So again, in store, the entire month of October, half of that confetti mix will be donated to Hope House.
And thank you so much for doing that. And as a reminder, this is the kickoff to Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That is in October. We will have Purple Thursday. We will be talking with Hope House more in October as well. That is something that Jamie and I were talking about offline here a little bit. We will have them back in here because we want to partner with them and help support them this year more than ever. And thank you to everyone that works there, all the advocates, for all your hard work and dedication. We appreciate you. We've been playing or listening to some of the advocates this morning as we play some great songs. And again, max.fm or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to make a donation. Right, Laura?
Yes, I did. I donated for 4 songs, and I'm looking forward to hearing them. It was a tough debate to see, did I want to play the songs that I really wanted to hear, or did I want to play the songs that would trigger someone to call in and pay the $25 to take it off the air?
Well, you heard what happened this morning with some of the whole football rivalries here this morning, because, you know, and then we have the Barney theme song.
I heard that. Thank you,
Casper. So he's one of our wonderful coworkers here at Civic Media. And I do need to take a moment and say thank you to all of our coworkers here at Civic Media, because they have been working behind the scenes to make this happen as well. And so I do need to say thank you to Todd, especially, because he did a lot of production work for us. And thank you to all of our engineering staff, our web team, team that's been involved in this. It takes a lot of people to make this happen. And so thank you, everyone from Civic Media as well. Laura, we appreciate your support as well and partnering up with us this year. We really appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank you.
And so is there anything you want to add? Because we're going to play one of your songs right now, and I'm going to let you introduce the song even.
Well, I think a lot of women can relate to this song. We're going to play Taylor Swift, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
And thank you for that. And here is Taylor Swift on Max FM.
Was any of it true? Gazing at me starry-eyed in your Jehovah's Witness suit. Who the hell was that guy? He tried to buy some pills from a friend of friends of mine. They just ghosted you. Now you know what it feels like. I don't even want you back, I just want to know if rusting my sparkling summer was the goal. And I don't miss what we had, but could someone give a message to the smallest man who ever lived? You hung me on your stabbed me with your push pins in public, showed me off, then sank in stoned oblivion. 'Cause once your queen had come, you treat her like an also ran. You didn't measure up in any measure of a man. And I don't even want you back, I just want to know if rusting my sparkling summer was the goal. And I don't miss what we had, but could some message to the smallest man who ever lived. Were you sent by someone who wanted me dead? Did you sleep with a gun underneath our bed? Were you writing a book? Were you a sleeper cell spy? In 50 years will all this be declassified? And I'll say good riddance, 'cause it wasn't sexy once, it wasn't forbidden. I would have died for your sins, instead I just died inside. And you deserve prison, but you won't get time. You'll slide into inboxes and slip through the bars. You crashed my boring, but you were gone by the morning. You kicked out the stage lights, but you're still performing. And in plain sight you hid, but you are what you did. And I'll forget you, but I'll never forgive the smallest man who ever.
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Anna, and I'm an outreach advocate with Hope House. Yeah, it's certainly important for you to make those donations and request those songs simply because we do serve such a wide area in South Central Wisconsin. 5 counties, Marquette, Adams, Juneau, Columbia, and Sauk. And that takes a lot of funding to make sure we can gas up our vehicles, meet our clients where they're at, and also keep our shelter fully staffed and make sure we're serving the clients with what they need. So if they need, you know, clothes for their children, or they just left a really violent situation and now they need diapers, formula, all that type of stuff comes from our program, and that takes money. So those donations are very important.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you, Anna, so much for being here with us today. We appreciate what you do and everyone at Hope House. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. We're going until 4 p.m. today. $5 to get your donation on the air, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump whatever song's on the air. We had that happen a few times, Mandy Jones.
We have. It got a little heated there between the NFC North teams. I don't think the Lions have a song. Do the Lions have a song? Because nobody requested that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just give a shout out to my pastor. Pastor Kuski, if you're listening, do the Lions have a theme song?
Yeah.
I can help pick one for you if they don't.
I mean, I know the last couple of years they've been good, but I know it was a little bit of a drought there for a while. So Eminem, did we step up with Eminem on that one?
I don't know. So, well, PK, if you know, please let us know, because you're the only Lions fan I know.
Right? We'll figure that one out. But the main thing that we're here for today is to not only raise awareness for Hope House, but also to raise funds. And that's what your $5 donations are doing. We are already at $1,425 as we go through this morning, and we're going till 4 o'clock. Now, our goal is to raise about $3,500, but we would love to exceed that. We've talked a little bit about it, and we don't want to get into all the specifics because federal stuff gets a little weedy, but Hope House did lose a bunch of federal funding this year. So any donation you can make, any donations through on October 17th, on Purple Thursday that you can make, the non-perishable variety of laundry soaps, toilet papers, paper towels, non-perishable food items. Those go a long way to help Hope House. And of course, we talked with Jamie, the co-executive director, a little earlier this morning. The house is almost at capacity as far as the shelter portion goes, which is just the smallest part of what they do. Their umbrella is far. They have had over 160 people in the shelter in 2023. So you can see that they're busy, and you round that out with all the kiddos running around and all the things that those families need if they have to leave a situation. All of your donations today go to not only helping those families, but also helping Hope House continue all of these amazing programs. 6,000 hotline calls over in 2023. That is an incredible number.
It is definitely an incredible number. We want to help today, so go over to max.fm to get that song request and donation. And we have some great requests. We're working on catching up on some of those.
Hotline number real quick, since I mentioned
it.
Can I give that really quickly?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
It's such an important number. 1-800-584-6790. That is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year number. There is always an advocate standing by waiting to answer that number. Bilingual advocates also available over at Hope House.
And thank you again for everyone that's listening and requesting songs. Look at the song.
This is a great song.
Hey, I'll let you introduce it, Maddie Jones. It's all you.
I love it. Who requested this? Do we know? Beth. All right. Beth wants to hear Fitz and the Tantrums. It's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this is a super fun song. It's the Requestathon continuing right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hot up, ready to go. The lows, I wanna roll with the odds. I took a different path, I did it all on my own. So whole world ready for me. I got a vision in mind. It's time to roll up my sleeves. You know I'm feeling alive. I took a different path, I did it all on my own. So I've been hoping that my dreams come true, and I'm hoping that I make it with you. Cut it out.
that my dreams come true. And I'm hoping that I make it with you.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. Thank you to Beth for that. That was for the kiddos, Cece and Robin. So go over to max.fm to make a request and donation, or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Right, Maddie Jones?
Yes, absolutely. And we have the request just flying in here this afternoon, and we still, or this morning. We've only been here a few hours now at this point. Having a great time, already doing really well in our goals for the day, and you guys are just absolutely the best. This is one of my favorite parts of Hope House, is just seeing how this area comes together and really realizes the importance of what Hope House does. And every year I talk to somebody after we do this request-a-thon who's like, I never realized Hope House did this. I never realized that was a thing that they did. And that's my favorite part of this day, because not only is it a whole lot of fun and we're dealing with an incredible organization, but that's our job and that's our goal, is to let you know things about Hope House that you maybe didn't know otherwise, or you didn't realize the programs that they really got involved in. Because as we've said all day, their reach is far. It's a big, big umbrella. And
yes,
you could keep an entire community dry in a rainstorm with everything that Hope House is doing.
And we thank them. They, again, serve the five county area. And
yeah,
we can't stress how important your $5 request is today. $10 dedication or $25 to bump whatever song is on the air off. And so we got a lot of music to catch up on, Maddie
Jones. We do. We do have a lot of music to catch up on. And we've had some incredible guests so far. George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. We got to talk with Laura from Cosmic Karma Crystals, who also happens to be one of our broadcast sponsors, along with Teal Plastics, Weikert Realty, and also Baraboo State Bank. So thank you not only to Laura, but those other three businesses. We've got a few surprises coming up yet here throughout the day. And a few more advocates to talk to. We've got a few more things that you're going to be hearing us saying as we go through the rest of this request-a-thon. This is like Christmas for me.
Yeah,
I know that sounds weird, but it truly is, because this is one of those things that we are privileged to do with our jobs. We are privileged to raise awareness for really amazing organizations, and we don't take that lightly, especially when it's an organization like Hope House. And my story goes way back into high school. It was not a great relationship. It was not healthy in any way, shape, or form. And it was organizations like Hope House, with the support of friends and family, who gave me the courage and basically made me understand that none of the things that had happened were my fault, and that it was okay if I chose to get out of that relationship. And without advocates like who you're hearing from today over at Hope House, I don't know if those decisions would have been easily made. And there's a lot of guilt that sometimes goes in those decisions. And Laura talked a little bit from Cosmic Cosmic Karma today about her experience, and mentioned this the seven times. And that's pretty, that resonated quite a bit with me this morning, because I know how many times it took me to walk away and listen to the people who loved me, truly loved me in my life. And that's why Hope House is always going to be near and dear, and why I love this organization and will always step up to the plate whenever asked for Hope House.
Yes, we definitely will. This is something that's near and dear to both Maddie and I, and it's just something that we're going to continue to do year after year after year. And I'm hoping Maddie will be back next year to help me do this, because
sure,
this is our thing, and this is something that's so important to both of us. So what we're going to do, Maddie, is we need to get a word in from a few of our other sponsors, but I'll let you touch on our sponsors helping us out today. We'll get some sponsors in, and then I'll have you introduce what song's coming up after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to thank all of our sponsors one more time. Ooh, we got some Daft Punk I see coming up. Ooh, I love it. Anyway, I want to thank our sponsors one more time who are making today's broadcast so possible. That would include Cosmic Karma Crystals. That would also include Weikert Realty, Teal Plastics, and also Baraboo State Bank. Once again, you're going to hear us mention them throughout the day. Thank you to them for all their support, not only of this broadcast, but also for the community.
Yes, definitely. So we'll get a word in from our sponsors, and then I'll let Maddie introduce a song after that. This is going to be a fun one, I think.
I love Daft Punk.
All right, I'm having a little button issue here. Bear with
me. It's okay, Dave. We all do once in a while.
It does. You know, I feel like doing a Maddie Jones thing here this morning. Here we go. I got the right buttons now.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fantastic weather today with unseasonable warmth under sunny skies. Highs rise to near 80 degrees. Winds are calm and skies stay clear tonight too, allowing for some patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a warm day with bright skies. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 58.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is the Hope House Max FM Radio Request-A-Thon. Maddie Jones, what do we got up next?
Oh, well, Daft Punk. Come on now. We played a little Chromeo earlier this morning. I always like to think of Daft Punk and Chromeo kind of in the same vein, even though Daft Punk made it a little bit more onto the top 40 charts. That's a digression, by the way. But this is a great song. It's long, so who requested this
Chris
one?
Chris requested this, so thank you, Chris.
Thank you for your request. Now, we can't play the whole 9 minutes, but we're going to play you a chunk of this one because it's good. And Daft Punk, hello, come on. Giorgio by Marauder by Daft Punk now as we continue our request-a-thon on Max FM.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician. it was almost impossible because it was the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance because I was living in a little town, was studying. And when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance because all I really wanted to do is music and not only play music, but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Danny, and I am the Sexual Assault Program Manager here at Hope House. Here at Hope House, we serve victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, elder abuse, human trafficking, no matter someone's age, gender, religious, or political beliefs. We are here for you. All of our services are free and confidential, and while I manage the SA program, all of our advocates are cross-trained, and the reason for this is to ensure if someone calls, no matter if it's 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning, you are getting connected with someone who is able to assist.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you, Danny, so much. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon. I have got guest host Maddie Jones with me. I can't pass that one.
I'm a guest now. That's kind of neat and kind of weird.
Does it feel a little weird being here?
No, not at all. I mean, my desk's right over there, yep. So all my stuff's still there, so not really. Because, you know, we still have the TV portion of what we do here, yep, at Max FM and Baraboo Broadcasting. So I still have stuff I have to do.
Well, and you have that questionable TV employee that works here too,
this
right?
This is true. We have to come check on that one employee once in a while. I mean, let's be honest, Dave.
I think that that employee stays out of trouble most of the time.
For the most part.
I think maybe it's his supervisor that's questionable.
Well, yes. So. That goes without question, Corey Hartman, who is on the road and no longer listening. So we can say whatever we want. No, I'm kidding.
We love Corey Hartman. We're behaving. So, and I know Corey was very nervous about today because this is his first time not being here in person for the Hope Pulse Radio request on. Yeah, he loves it. And so we actually have all the computer equipment set up in the studio. We have an IT director here. Someone knows what they're doing.
Yes.
So, and we do have a great person who knows what she's doing helping us out.
Thank you, Wendy,
for being here. Wendy, you rock.
Wendy is the organization hub of this process.
People, we're all in big trouble.
And so we're here for a very important cause today. It is the Max FM Hope Pulse Radio Request-A-Thon. We're going until at least 4 p.m. with all of your requests today. And so it's real easy. Go
keep
over to,
them coming.
Yes, please. Go over to the max.fm website. It is simple. Top right corner, if you have a mobile device, got to look for the three dots
up there.
Have they
fixed that coloring?
I have not looked yet, so I know the engineering team's on top of it.
Dark color, and everybody was like, how do we do this? And they were working on fixing it and lightening some of the stuff up over there. So
they're working on it fast and furiously. So thank you to all of them for helping us today. And thank you again to everyone at Civic Media for your support today and helping us.
Let's be realistic. When it comes to a website, mobile website with dark colors on dark colors, most of the people listening today, I mean, some of you are younger. A lot of us are older, and so the bifocals, the eyes, the whole thing doesn't work quite as well as it used to. So make our job easier, okay?
No, kidding. You're talking to a guy that's got transition glasses.
Me too. I hate them.
I'm still getting used to them, but don't walk downstairs with them. It's horrible getting old. And I know I'll get some fun texts on that. Not fixed yet, Miss Wendy. Thank you, Wendy.
It's all right.
So Wendy's looking at her phone right now, and I know they're trying to get it fixed. But
the little hamburger, as we like to call it, is in the top right corner. You got to hold the phone, shine the light just right, because it really is truly like a dark gray on a black background.
Yes.
So just hold it correctly. You'll see it if you need to do the web version. Otherwise, Dave, you touched on it, max.fm or over on our Facebook page as well.
Yes. Facebook page, so easy. We have the QR code there for you as well, or just click on the link. $5 donation gets your request on the air. $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump whatever songs on the air that you don't like. So we have the Barney song on here. Thank you, Casper, for that. We have so many questions as well.
I think it's been a lot of years. I think the trauma might be over. Maybe a little over. Hey, nobody requested the Lamb Chop song, the song that never ends.
True, so, not yet. When if they do, then we maybe need to bump that.
Now I might have to put in a $5 donation.
I think you might. And there's a SpongeBob song, you know, and maybe we could get some pictures of a certain employee.
Have we gotten any word on whether or not there's a Lions theme song since we went through the NFC?
Somebody sent me a great idea of what that song is, and another one bites the dust.
Wasn't favorable.
No, it's another one bites the dust by Queen is what somebody suggested. So
they've been better.
Yeah,
they've been
better. So we'll find that out. I may text my friend about that. We already had Baby Shark, Randy. Nice try.
We did that one already, buddy.
So
request you want to hear today, $5 as we try to roll through some more of these. And what do we have right now?
All right. So we've got, I had some help with Morgan Whalen, and it's Post Malone. Wendy, who requested this song?
When did Post Malone go country?
My good friend and coworker, Kelly, over at the city.
And I don't know when he went country.
Like, he went Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And then he went country. When did Post Malone,
you might have to Google it.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
We got three laptops.
And then he showed up in a Taylor Swift video with no face tattoos. Like, what is happening to Post Malone?
That is interesting. So I need to make sure I hit the right song here.
There you go.
Because not the one I have highlighted. I don't want to get in trouble. Here's Post Malone and Morgan Whalen on Max FM.
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Danny, and I am the Sexual Assault Program Manager here at Hope House. Our role is not to force or make decisions for clients. Our role is to provide the clients with all of their options and support them in whatever decision they make. Sometimes that looks like a client is wanting to report their victimization to law enforcement. We attend those interviews with them. Sometimes it's they need assistance with restraining orders because they're not safe, and we help fill out that paperwork and attend court with them. Sometimes people aren't ready for those steps, so our role may look like assisting with making a safety plan, so when they are ready to leave, they have a plan in place. Sometimes it could look like home is not safe. So we are providing shelter right here in Baraboo. Sometimes the need is as simple as providing shoes for kiddos or basic needs like toilet paper and laundry soap to get someone by and lighten the load that they are carrying. We also attend sexual assault nurses' exams and respond to hospitals for any domestic violence related injury.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you, Danny, for joining us today. We greatly appreciate you. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon. Go to our website, max.fm. Go to the top right corner, click on the donation link. Or if you're on your mobile device, click on the hamburger menu to make a donation. Or easier yet, just go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, click on the link, or use the QR code, Maddie Jones. And we need to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors today.
Yes, absolutely. Cosmic Karma let me try that again. Cosmic Karma Crystals. There we go. There's a lot of C's and
yes,
K's
there
in
are.
There, and they all make the same sound. So I will get it out. I'm going to do them justice one more time. Cosmic Karma Crystals. So thank you to them for being a broadcast sponsor. Also, Weikert Realty and also Baraboo State Bank. Teal Plastics can also be added to that list. Now, we got a request in, and this is actually a song we played earlier today, but obviously
we have to play
the Badgers are playing this weekend in California, and Luke, who happens to be my new supervisor over at Civic Media, wanted to make a donation and also to hear a song because, well, duh, Badgers. And so after a bye, I think we have to do it again. Who? And besides, this is a good one. Who can't get down with this song early in the morning, right? Like, this,
you're
it's
exactly
so good.
Right. We
so
need
good.
It. So again, thank you, Luke. We appreciate you. And of course, it's your new boss as well.
Well,
so.
Yes, we have to make nice. Like,
yes,
I have to
do.
Play, like, do good things here, right?
No. Right.
Luke is amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the donation, Luke. We really, truly do appreciate it. So let's celebrate the Badgers and jump around again here on 99.7 Max FM as our Request-A-Thon benefiting Hope House continues.
Jump up and get down. Jump, jump. my name was Sega, but I ain't going out like no punk bitch. Get used to one style of yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. This is dedicated to jump the fight. Get cold up. Grab the bow sign.
.997 Max FM. Dave Grant joined with Dave Vandershaft from Century 21, a long-term member of our community in this area. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Weather's fantastic, and it's good to be here talking about a good subject matter this morning.
We thank you for being here. We are definitely talking about something that's very important in our community. We are here for the Hope House Request-a-thon, and we thank everyone that has joined us so far today. We thank everyone that's calling in and making song requests, and those that are stopping in today to also make a donation to Hope House. Dave, thank you so much for stopping in and making that donation. We really appreciate you.
Well, it's good to be here. It is interesting, as you asked me about maybe saying a few words, I started thinking about my history with Hope House, and I was kind of surprised how long it was. We moved here in 91. I had a corporate kind of job and got involved in the community right away. I was on the board for the United Way. And first thing, you start listening to requests for funds, and I start hearing about Hope House. And it was only a few years old at the time, kind of working to get going. And, you know, my background, I just wasn't exposed to a lot of things that were people had a lot of challenges, and so you hear the stories and you hear the work they were doing. And later I became president of the United Way, and always we were supporting Hope House, and the work was so good, and the need, unfortunately, has never really waned. There's always challenges in families, and they've done a great job of meeting that.
And there's definitely a need for that in this 5-county area and all the work that they do. And the support is so important for them now more than ever. And we thank everyone that is making a donation so far. We thank you for coming in and making a donation as well. And is there anything else that you want to add in?
I think the long-term support that our family has done, I had an opportunity to help them with some transactions. When they were buying the building they're in, we were able to credit them a large amount of money to help with their closing costs. And then I had a company for many years that did lawn care, and we took care of the lawns there for basically the cost of our gas and stuff. And we just always been around supporting them. And every time we do some fundraisers with our Kiwanis, there's some leftovers or things they need, and we're always bringing things there. And of course, giving funds, giving the cash is important, and we do that too.
And we thank you for doing that. Thank you for stopping in and joining us today as well. And anyone that wants to stop in and make a donation today, please do so. We will take those until 4 o'clock today. We're right here at the corner of 8th and Broadway. Need to come in the back doors today with all the road construction, right? They've a little bit of challenge with all that going on out there and getting in and out.
Just come in the parking lot side and you'll be fine.
Exactly. So come on in, make a donation. Dave, thank you for stopping in today, and thank you to Century 21, Kiwanis, and every organization that you're involved with. We appreciate you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day today. 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Maddie Jones, Dave Grant, and Wendy with you. It is the Max FM Radio Hope House Request-a-thon. We're having a great time today. Just keep coming in, Maddie Jones.
You guys are awesome. Absolutely awesome. And doing so much today to support Hope House just by hearing some of your favorite music. That's the coolest part about this.
It is. And we get to play some music we normally don't play here. And that is so fun as well.
Oh, we love it. We love being able to do that. It's an awesome experience. And, you know, for us, I mean, we like the 80s and the 90s and the more portion, right? But it's fun to hear some of your favorite music and sometimes maybe a little scary to see what makes you actually tick. We don't ask a lot of questions. We're going to take your $5 for Hope House and still play, you know, I don't know what the Bears songs.
Yeah, exactly.
All of, again, we're not going to question too much because it's all for a good cause today.
At a bar
later this weekend, we have questions.
Lots of questions today.
Not very many.
Exactly. And I'll have a question for you when we get off the air because we've got people chatting with us and all sorts of things going on today. Wendy's running my phone for me right now. So we're definitely keeping busy. So I'm going to give everyone a little preview. We're going to have another Power Hour coming up at 11 a.m. So we have had in our financial institution accept the challenge. So if you're another financial institution out there, you want to do a Power Hour with us, please get in contact with me. You can text me if you'd like to do that or call me. Our text line is 608-355-9970. If you're in our institution that wants to join in on a Power Hour, let me know. You can also email me if you've got my email address or reach out to me on Facebook Messenger as well. We don't want to miss any of those opportunities. Now, we need to play some more music. I've got Wendy's been helping us out. And this one is from Cosmic Karma Crystals as well. And so we have Narcissist. And I'm not real familiar with this song. So, Maddie Jones, you're going to just double check, make sure I'm not doing something I shouldn't. Because I don't want an FCC violation. I'm going to wait for our next guest to do that.
Narcissist is fine. We're good.
Yeah, we do have our next guest standing right behind me.
Nobody's knocking on our door.
Well, this guy's got a... I don't know about this guy. Makes me nervous, but he's bringing cookies, and I'm hungry. So we're going to play this song. Thank you
Anybody
very much,
Laura. Anybody who brings us cookies is always welcome.
Out of touch with my feelings. I can't help it if I'm happy or sad. Today I cried for no reason. Made me feel like a psychopath. I should hate you cause I love you. You should hate yourself for treating me like that. We both know you only love you. Did you know they have a name for that? You say that I'm crazy. You say that you're sorry. Won't happen again. You say I'm dramatic. I'm overreacting. And maybe I am. And you get over me, but can you get over yourself before you go and love somebody else? You should probably get some help. My parents don't like you. Why would they want to? After they found me crying on the bathroom floor. Say that you're sorry, won't happen again. You say I'm dramatic, I'm overreacting, and maybe I am. And I know you'll get over me, but can you get over yourself before you go and love somebody else? You should probably get some help.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're going to hear from Danny, one of our Hope House advocates.
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
My name is Danny, and I am the Sexual Assault Program Manager here at Hope House. Hope House is important to this area because we are the only domestic violence sexual assault victim service provider for Sauk County. We are a nonprofit, and we rely heavily on donations. In 2023 alone in Sauk County, we helped with 1,801 helpline calls, and we also provided 14,695 supportive services. By participating in this event, you are further sending the message of, as a community, we stand with survivors, and the safety of our community and its members are important and valued.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, or Hope House Radio Requestathon continues. Thank you, Rhonda. Here is Prince on Max FM.
All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir. And armies marching free. But behold, we will watch them fall. We lay down on the sand of the sea, and before us animosity will stand and decree that we speak not of love, only blasphemy. In the distance, six others will curse me. Yours.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We had a bump song. We'll get that on shortly. We missed that, unfortunately, because we had a few people walking into the studio. We have a special guest with us, and boy, do I mean special. Thank you for joining us, Brandon Wagner.
Hello, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you for dressing up today. We appreciate you dressing up just for us and being here and being a supporter of Hope House. We appreciate that, all joking aside.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you guys do and spending your time and day here helping raise money for a fantastic cause.
And so the reason that you are here is we're going to do something special at the 11 o'clock hour, aren't we, Brandon?
We are.
What are we doing? I'm going to let you spill the beans because you're so good at talking. We are on Friday night.
We are going to do the match. We heard about the challenge from WCCU, and I can't let a credit union one-up me, Dave. So we're going to match what they did, and we're going to double what comes in up to $500, match it, and raise money for, again, a phenomenal cause in our local counties. So,
and thank you for being here as part of the Hope House Radio Requestathon on Max FM. And it's Hope House serves a 5-county area, so it's not just Baraboo, as we've been talking about. They service a large area, and this is something that's important. If you need more information about them or need any help, go to hopehousescw.org. And Brandon, you are a huge supporter as well, and you should say who you're with as well so people know.
Well, I'm with Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and to your point, you know, Hope House is big 5-county area, well past Baraboo, Dells area, Reedsburg, all over, and areas that our bank serves and areas that we all care about that are near and dear to our heart where our family and friends live as well. So,
and that is why we're doing this today. So if you want to make a donation, and it's so easy, go over to max.fm. That's our website, top right corner. There's a link for the Hope House Requestathon. If you're on a mobile device, a little bit harder to find, hit the hamburger menu and you can click there. You will see it. Or the easiest way to do is go over to the Max FM Facebook page and click on the link or the QR code to make that donation. So starting in 30 seconds is going to be the Bank of Wisconsin Dells Power Matching Hour. So your $5 donations become $10. Your $10 donation becomes $20. Your $25 donation becomes $50. And if you donate over $25, they'll still match that. Right, Brandon?
Absolutely. No question.
And so we thank you for being here. Now, your voice may sound familiar to some of our listeners, so let them know why that sounds familiar to them.
So I don't think it's been brought up yet today. I've been listening quite a bit, but it is homecoming week in Barrie.